What do you got for us?
Next one.
Hey, fabulous Flemington. Oh, you know what?
Track bias.
Oh, that was a bit annoying last week. That was very difficult
to look at.
People were getting a little hot under the collar, weren't they?
The track bias. Yeah, just explain to people that don't know what the track bias is, what it is.
Well, such as yourself.
Track bias last week was because it was a really warm day and it was firm on the inside. It was impossible to make ground. So what happens is horses that were going around the corner in the first one or two on the rail, it was just impossible to get past them.
Yeah.
So we saw, I mean, Pippi was very fast and she was superb. So you don't judge it on Pippi, but then you look back and you see a horse called Vainstream, who was 150-1, ended up running fifth because it was just on that little sweet spot back on the rail. So that was very frustrating for a lot of the punters who were trying, who had done their form on what they deemed to be a fair track where you can swoop down the outside. There was no swooping.
No. How quickly do they discover that, okay, well, maybe we need to redo our form then?
Well, race number one, we had Actow, our boy, just parked behind the leader. He got over the top and won. We all went, you're beauty.
Off and racing.
In race number two, we had Adelaide Ace. He led.
Go the Ace.
And he kicked and we were like, you ripper.
Here we go.
And then we started to...
race three, we did.
We had Hill Haunt us sloop up on the inside at $13.
That was your third pick.
Well, you jumped off at that stage.
No, I had not had two winners. Why would I jump off?
Mate, I was getting text messages from you talking about yourself in the third person. Garrity's having a very good day.
And then there was that bloke smoking the pipe.
Oh, that's right.
Righto, let's go. Race one, the Middies handicap.
Race number one. Now, there's a $1.70 favourite here. Now, I don't want to jump on radio at beautiful SEN, Melbourne's home of sport, and talk about a $1.70 favourite. No. So what we need to do, because anyone can do that, that'll be the number one tip for every one of the form analysts in the papers or wherever you grab it. We need to find something to beat it.
Well, you're not going to get you're only going to pay the second horse, aren't you, for the
place? That's right, first and second.
Righto.
But Des Moines can defeat the favourite. So let's have something on Des Moines, horse number seven. Now, this is out of a mare called Inkster, who is a massive mare. You wait till you see this girl in the mounting yard. She's 580 kilos.
That's a big horse.
I'm going to put a GB next to
her. Gary, what's that mean? That's a big horse.
Is that good breeding.
Good
breeding. That's a lot of horse.
Hang on.
Hey, that's a French name. Is this a French horse, is it?
No, it's not a French horse.
Right,
it's
okay.
By War out of Inkster. Called Des Moines.
Righto, race two.
Okay.
These little races, they're nice to get us off to a start, but we've got to get to the back end.
Well, they're still paying Australian currency.
Yes, righto.
Good point.
Gee, you've changed. Talking of French horses, I'm with a French horse here, and don't roll your eyes if you go, oh, geez, you tipped this horse a few times and it runs second.
Not Vonga Mask.
No, get stuffed. It is King of Leogrance, horse number four. It's going from 1,600 metres up to 2,600 metres. I think it'll run an exceptional race. Dan O'Brien, Damien Lane keeps low in the weights. We'll get $4 on the day, and I think we can comfortably back it.
Will it get the ground, Richard? That's a big jump up.
It'll get the ground,
I've put IB next to that.
What does that mean?
International bias. Race rate.
Now, our audience, what happened last week is he had all these stupid codes written all over his form guide, and then he texted me on Saturday morning and said, I left the form guide at work.
What does B mean?
I left the form guide here.
You idiot. Race three.
Race number three. Now, this is for the two-year-olds down the straight at Flemington. Now, let me just, get in tight. Let's get in the huddle. There was a horse, should have seen its jump out.
I like a jump out.
You know what I'm talking about?
I like one.
This is a debutante that's never raced before, but has done an outstanding jump out.
Greggy Urell.
And Damien Oliver said, I'm going to stick with it.
Oh, I love myself.
And it's called I Love Myself.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm putting next to that?
What?
Ah.
Arthur.
Richo. I love myself. Race four.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on. So we have I Love Myself.
I Love Myself got love bites on his mirror.
Drinks its own bath water too. And, hey, just have a little something small though. Just also small. Mm-hmm. Big on I Love Myself, small on Diamond-esque.
Number?
$26. Oh. Number nine, Brett Prebble, Team Snowden.
I'll put it S. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Small shekels.
Thank you.
Race four.
Race number four. Here's a grey mare. We love a grey mare, don't we?
Yep.
The old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Well, this graceful glamour.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She went straight to the front
and
led.
Didn't look like losing.
That's
track
exactly
bias.
Right, track bias.
On a wet day, you go with the greys.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, it's not going to be wet, but I like this grey mare. She's going to be around $6. Her name is Fidelia, horse number six. Brett Prebble again. Bea Prebble. Isn't it great to have the former Hong Kong superstar back in Australia doing well?
Okay, can I just say this?
Oh, okay.
We spoke to Simon Zara. Palmy is his best of the day.
Well, that wouldn't be hard because he's got a whole lot of skunks
right now. No, he hasn't. He's got three favourite.
He's a passionate Carlton supporter. Oh, I hope he's still listening.
You'll be listening, don't worry. So you need to give Palmy no chance?
No, Palmy's a chance, of course.
I'll be backing the five, Mamzelle Tess.
Hang on. Are you running a rogue program?
Oh, that's an omen bet for his beautiful daughter.
Yeah, you know what? She'll run really well, Matt. But are you
and I'll be backing that.
Are you running a rogue? Are you running a rogue program?
Yeah, I could be.
Race five.
Well, this is suddenly I've lost the win. Well, you're taking the jam out of my donut.
Keep going.
You start well, but this is where you had problems. So lift.
Oh, this is an interesting.
I'll tell you what, you've turned on me.
No,
quick,
I'm back with you.
Hey, this is a very interesting text that's just come through.
Okay, what is that?
Wisp had 18 disposals in the second half of the 89 state game.
That was the game was done though.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
it,
right.
Really?
Was shot the ribbons.
That was my specialty getting on in the second half when we were 15 goals up. We'd I'd cut anyone to ribbons.
Set the whole thing up by then.
Race five.
Race five, horse number six in Blaze Jowski. Greg Urill, the Freckleodian, and Craig Williams. $6. So unlucky last start.
It's one of my favourite horses in this race.
Who?
Yulong January.
Oh, yeah.
Very good horse.
Had a little four-week freshen up. Yeah, but it's $4, mate.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's good. However, I want to bring our audience at 11:16 SN. It was more of the, you know, occasional racing fan. I want to get them a return, and Blaze Jowski's it.
I'm putting an NS.
What's that?
Not sure. Six.
That's a...
What? What are you laughing at?
No, keep going. I actually can't read the text out. It's very funny, but I can't read it.
Okay, sure. We get to race number six. I want you to have a two-bet strategy here. Yeah. And horse number eight, Embrace Me, Damien Oliver, Dan O'Brien, $6.50, ran a terrific race in the Australia Stakes. Just needs luck. It'll get back last. It'll be in the light blue colours. Don't rip up your ticket halfway through the race. Just be patient.
KF next to that.
And number seven at $10 will run a super race. Trialed impressively. Its name is Gift of Power. So one at 10, one at 6.50. Back them both, and I reckon we'll be right in the money.
I tell you what, if this goes the way that you're predicting it, Ollie's going to have four winners by race six.
Well, hang on. I've gone Embrace Me. I tipped I Love Myself. That was that's only two.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Keep up.
I've mismarked
that. Keep up, will you? God, help me. Race seven, the Kennedy Australian Guineas for $1 million.
He's got the favourite in the previous race. I'll take that. Hey, the Australian Guineas.
Yep.
What happened in the CS Hay Stakes? Keep in mind, the CS Hay Stakes, four of the last 5 years, has been the lead-up race.
Rode upside down, though.
Who did?
The CS Hays.
But what did we tip and what did we barrack for?
Chenier.
Yeah, Chenier.
And what did we think?
Excellent run.
Actually, Wisp came on and just said Damien Oliver slaughtered it. That's what he said.
He backed him up.
Wash your mouth out,
I'm
Gary.
I'm not washing it out at all.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Richo, you were here. Did I say that?
No, that's
Richo,
exactly what you said.
Richo wasn't here. You said on Monday. You said he had no idea what he was doing.
I said that he couldn't get the run on the rails that he needed, had to switch to the outside, change stride, get going again,
get on
and
his
was
Melbourne
going
leg.
To the line hard.
Beautifully said. Mate, well summed.
And with some other stuff on board as well. But anyway, where
and
are we going?
Now goes to the mile. Why wouldn't we stay with him? He's only had three career starts. Mm. And you think to yourself, will he run a mile? Well, then I went into the breeding. His mum won the Wakeful Stakes and ran second in the Oaks, Zydeco. Don't worry about the mile. He will relish the mile
He'll
and
run
then
the
some.
Two more.
Catalyst is the one to beat. Horse number four, Catalyst, will be the favourite and be really well supported.
They won't be able to play.
In fact, he'll run all the way home to Sydney.
He might win the Derby.
Get a warnable for the 5K race.
You run in race 7 and 8. So I'm having a bet on Chenier each way.
I am now too after that. No, he's going to run that far.
Chenier each way. Catalyst is the one to beat though.
What's the blood done wrong? What's he done upset?
You know, I love the blood. But the only thing that concerns me about the blood.
What?
Is he ran in the Caulfield Guineas. Right, then he ran in Queensland, had a couple of runs leading into the Magic Millions in January.
Yeah.
He came down and ran again. How many peak performances can this outstanding horse have?
Well, I'm going to go against both of you. I'm going for the blood because he flattened his ears out and stuck his head out when it needed most, when it was needed most.
He flattened his ears out.
And stuck his head out. You go have a look at that race.
Right. Is that from Panch? Is it the flattened his ears out?
He's a big flattened ear man. I'm going to put F E there.
What's that?
Flattened ears. Race eight.
He may flatten his. Hey. And if you think to yourself on the in the guineas, if you think to yourself, yeah, I tell you what, I'm not interested in all these favourites they're talking about.
Mm.
That Perth horse is a proper horse, Superstorm.
Yes,
he's $15. He is up. If he was in Victoria, he'd be half that price.
Right.
He should not be $15. Well,
no one was talking about it.
I'll just let that marinate. What was last night?
Perth for the big game. Essendon and the Eagles.
Gee, what flight did you get?
Early, which is what we have to do to shop early in the 8th.
That's why you're a little grumpy, because you don't perform well on the backup, do you?
I don't perform well at all.
No, you don't perform at all. Hey, race number 8, the Blamey Stakes. Now,
good race.
This is a horse, G, who is very indicative of you back at the tunnel or the underground.
The tunnel.
When you used to go to the tunnel. I used to go every week, Tim, to the tunnel.
You've got half a minute.
And I used to go and say that I was Andy Collins because I knew that he'd be at home and not go there. And I'd get a drink card every week.
Quickly, who you got?
Night's Watch, because the blinkers are going on. Finally, Watch. For him to concentrate. Race 8, number 7, Night's Watch.
D. Oliver again.
Yes. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, if you don't mind. He does ride.
What about his form? Zero, spell zero.
Group one, group one.
You know what I'm putting down there?
Drops down to group two.
NW.
What's that mean?
Non-winner.
Get stuffed.
Last race, quickly.
Tanico number 5 is our major bet at $4.40. And just have a little shilling each way on number 2 at $26 called Fox Hall. Consider that as a little, throw it in. Toss that into your quaddy.
I'll put JG there as we go to the break.
What's that?
Just guessing.